Butler, for what purpose do you rise?
For the Senator from Barrie.
Senator from Barrie, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
I like the Senator from the 10th. I really appreciate the Vietnam Memorials going over to Branson. That is a great place for veterans to go to every year. My brother-in-law got killed when he was a young guy in Vietnam, and several of my high school friends. So yes. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, we're in the same kind of age bracket a little bit, and we grew up during that time period. It was a very difficult time period, and those Vietnam veterans were not treated very well when they came back, you know, the soldiers. And it was very difficult, and I think the least we can do is to honor them.
Yeah, it was like 57,000?
50-some thousand died in that war. And the height of the war, there was over a half a million soldiers over there in Vietnam.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Barrie moves the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 43. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 23rd. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 43. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, I ask you to recognize the Senator from Butler for a privilege motion.
Mr. President.
Senator from Butler, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
President, I have a privilege motion.
State your motion.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 530 with House Committee substitute as amended be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Butler. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, I move the House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 530 as amended be adopted. Mr. President, this legislation provides incentives to parents of children who are removed from their homes because of illegal drug use, drug manufacturing or distribution, alcohol, or prescription drug abuse to seek out treatment for rehabilitation in a timelier manner. In addition, the bill streamlines the process of terminating parental rights for those parents who are deemed unfit. We passed this bill out on the first week of March on a vote of 24-5. The House, just this past Thursday, passed it by a vote of 113-34. This bill was thoroughly vetted by the House Judiciary Committee, and I worked with members of the committee and both parties to make this bill better. I support the committee substitute and floor changes to get this bill to where we are today. In addition to alcohol, some of the changes that was made. In addition to alcohol, cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine, the House added prescription drug abuse to the list. Accepting those controlled substances or prescription drugs in a mother's system as a result of medical treatment. Initially, I did not have prescription drugs in my bill, but the committee felt strongly about it, so we added it. Now this bill has a potential to help the more than 12,000 children in foster care who have parents with alcohol, drug, or prescription drug problems. The House also better clarified the language regarding prior adjudication cases to make sure that if the presumption of unfitness was determined, that the part about a prior adjudication would only refer to the offending parent. This was a suggestion that was made by the Missouri Bar Association and supported by members of the committee. With that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to try to answer any questions anyone may have.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Butler. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
The Senator from Butler moves that the House Committee substitute as amended be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Tevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce,
aye.
Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 11th. Senator from Clay. By your vote of 24 aye, 8 no, you have adopted the House Committee substitute. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The Senator from Butler moves that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 530 with House Committee substitute be third read and finally passed. Is there any discussion on that? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The Senator from Butler moves that Senate Bill 530 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 530, an act relating to termination of parental rights. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Would the Senator from Barry please repeat his vote? Senator from the 10th, could you please repeat your vote? Senator from the 7th, could you please repeat your vote? By your vote of 24 aye, 8 no, the bill has been declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, I'm sorry, Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. We ask to recognize the Senator from Cole for a privileged motion.
Senator from Cole, you are recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
That's why you're recognized.
Would you like me to state my motion?
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 719 with House Amendments 1 and 2 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're going to adopt the 1 and 2 amendments hopefully separately. I just thought I'd explain before I made those motions. 719 is the bill we had last year, and we are also have had before us this year, obviously. It's the bill that allows a school district who has a board, and the school district is contained within a first-class county, that those board members can be eligible, are their families, to bid on services and products that school district could maintain, as long as they fell under the guidelines of being the lowest and most competitive bids. It really affects some of my smaller districts when they have fantastic board members, and those same board members also own some businesses in town. They're not allowed to bid on those products. So they still have to be aggressive and bid, but that's what the underlying bill does. In the House, they found a problem with a spelling in a word in the bill, and the word dependent was spelled wrong. It was just spelled dependant. And so House Amendment number 1 that I would ask to be adopted corrects the spelling to the word dependent.
So I would move for the adoption of House Amendment Number 1.
Senator from Cole moves adoption of House Amendment Number 1. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator moves adoption of House Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill 719. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 1st, could you repeat your vote? By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted House Amendment Number 1. Senator from Cole.
I now move for the adoption of House Amendment Number 2. House Amendment Number 2 fits on this bill. It's not exactly along the line of what this bill does, but kind of, sort of. It was offered by the representative from Poplar Bluff, so I'm not sure if my friend from Butler is aware of this. But what the problem is, apparently there's an issue where community colleges cannot lease from private corporations right now. This House Amendment Number 2 would allow a community college, again through an RFP process, to lease property and or buildings from a private corporation.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole moves adoption of House Amendment Number 2 to Senate Bill 719. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 9th. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted House Amendment Number 2. Senator from Cole.
Bill number 719, as amended, be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Cole. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 719, an act relating to school purchases. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 23rd. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, I ask you to recognize the senator from Polk for a privileged motion.
Senator from Polk, you are recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate refuse to concur in House Committee substitute to Senate Bill 693 as amended and request the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk. Does any senator have questions on that motion? Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
I rise the senator from Polk.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, this what bill number is this again?
693.
This is one we talked about. If you need help on conference committee to keep some of this goofy stuff off, I'd be willing to help you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Further discussion? Further discussion. Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed that privileged motion. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, I ask you to recognize the senator from Green for a privileged motion.
Senator from Green, you are recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 621 and request the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Green. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Green. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed that privileged motion. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, I would ask the recognize the senator from Phelps for a privileged motion.
Senator from Phelps, you are recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 859 with House Committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Phelps. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 859 be adopted. 859 was the large animal veterinary student loan program that we passed out earlier in the session. It went to the House and they did approve of that. They did want to rename it the Dr. Merle Townley Large Animal Veterinary Student Loan Program, kind of to recognize Dr. Merle Townley in the years that he served in the House, and he has passed away now. I did not have any problem with that. Then the other thing that they put on in committee, and they asked me about it, I talked with them about it, was the Missouri Dairy Revitalization Act of 2014. And I did support this. We heard this in Agriculture Committee here in the Senate. I think it's on a couple of bills that's going back and forth now. It's the first real movement I've seen in my 6 years of being up here to try to do something to revitalize the dairy industry in Missouri. We've lost a lot of the numbers of cows, dairy cows in the state. We've lost a lot of the farms. We're dangerously close to now starting to lose our infrastructure. Once we lose infrastructure in processing, then the dairy industry probably never comes back to Missouri. University of Missouri testified on this. Different dairy organizations, dairy producers, everyone's kind of on board, and it looks like with the new farm bill that was passed this year in Washington, there may be some things that will help. There's some scholarships provided for to try to get students interested, particularly in dairy and the dairy industry, but in agriculture in general. And all of this is subject to appropriation. So I think it is a good attempt at fixing a crisis problem in the state of Missouri. So if there's any questions, I will try to answer those.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield? He does. Yes. Proceed.
Don't you think that this dairy bill by the senator from Phelps is the cream of the crop?
Yeah, that's a good one. Good. Sorry, I'm a little off today. I was so focused.
Just a little off.
I was making notes about people's seersucker suits and everything, and I was distracted, so thanks.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator from Worth, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
What bill are we on?
This is Senate Bill 859 with House Committee substitute, which 859 was the Large Animal Veterinary Student Loan Program, and the House Committee substitute, they asked me, and we added the Dairy Revitalization Act onto this bill.
Thought we had a plan.
A plan?
I thought we were going to pass one act bill, not multiple act bills.
I'd need both of these done.
I agree. I want to get both of them done, but I thought that was the whole idea of putting them all together and having a comprehensive ag bill that we're going to get done.
I thought one passed the House yesterday.
Oh, I don't think it did.
Oh, it did not? I was under the impression that it did.
That's all right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Mr. President?
Senator from Nottoway.
Thank you. I'd like to inquire the Senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I just wanted to follow up following up from my conversation with the Senator from Phelps. Has there been something else come out of the House, or am I missing something?
No, I think this is the only one that's come out of the House so far.
And this is the vet bill with the dairy language on it?
It is.
And so if this passes, then there will be no reason that the governor would not want to sign a comprehensive ag bill that we send to him?
Well, I hope there's enough other good stuff in the ag bill.
Right.
But this would take away a little leverage.
Take away a lot of leverage.
We might have with an omnibus ag bill.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This does have two of the key features that we had in the omnibus ag bill. I know that. There are other things in the ag bill that we're trying to move forward, both from the House and the Senate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wanted to touch base with you. I mean, you were there whenever we talked about how we're going to deal with all the ag issues, how we move forward. I thought we had an understanding. Maybe I'm wrong. So I need to talk to Senator Phelps offline, but I want to make sure that I just was out on the side visiting when I heard what was happening here, and so I wanted to kind of bring some...
It caught me by surprise, too, Senator.
Raise the flag, I guess, for lack of a better term. But anyway, so I want to make sure that we don't close on this, and so if you could make sure that happens while I have a chance to talk to the Senator from Phelps, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Senator from Lewis.
I'd like to inquire the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone? Did you yield?
I couldn't tell if that was Boone or not.
We couldn't tell either.
Yes, I yield.
He does proceed.
Yes, Senator, do you find any more real mushrooms anymore?
You know what? I think I did find some this last weekend. I'd really like to be in the field this weekend when I go home, but if it rains tomorrow and Friday, I'll probably hopefully find some more morel mushrooms.
I think I found about 2 pounds, and that's it. They're not coming up anymore where I don't tell anyone where I find them.
We were still finding fresh ones at home.
Were you really?
Fresh ones, little gray ones. I think probably some people around here maybe have seen some of the
I think samples. The latitude just from where I am to where you are is enough of a difference that they're just that much later.
Monday morning, it was 50 degrees at home, and it was 70 degrees here in Jeff City.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 degrees difference in 150 miles, and that has put everything back up home. Now, we had some rain, I believe, that maybe you all haven't had down here, too.
No, we haven't since
so that's
week.
That's kept everything pretty fresh up there. Unfortunately, it's rained on Thursdays or Fridays when I get home, and has cleared off on Mondays when I'm coming back down to Jeff City. So the field work has been non-existent.
Yeah.
But, that's just part
of it. That's the life of a farmer, though.
Life of a farmer legislator.
That's right.
The life of a farmer.
I think we're supposed to get some rain tonight.
I know.
And tomorrow.
Well, like I say, either I'm in the field or I'm hunting mushrooms. One or the other. And hopefully... the mushrooms will be a bit bigger next weekend, or this coming weekend, and maybe I can share a few.
I can't they don't get big enough. If I let them stay out there too long, something tries to eat them. They gnaw the tops off of them, and they get ants in them and all kinds of crazy stuff. So you've got to get them as soon as you can.
And with the wind we had last weekend, that was starting to dry out any.
Yeah, they dry out. That's right.
Did I ever show you the picture of the one that I found?
No.
You know how big a dime is?
Yes.
It was the same. It would fit on top of a dime. That was as big as it was.
But presumably they're all that size at some point. They just get bigger before you go out there and see them.
You know, some people say they don't grow, but actually they do. I have found some where I knew nobody else would get them.
Uh-huh.
And I let them go and went back a few days later, and actually they had grown.
Yeah, so I think they grow. They're not like ferns where they pop up and then they kind of roll out.
No.
I think they actually grow.
And I had an interesting thing happen last weekend when I thought I saw something under a piece of bark, and I flipped that bark over, and there was a, I don't know what you call it, a family, a covey, whatever, of mushrooms. Just a whole bunch of them. They had actually pushed the bark up some, mm-hmm. but it was, you know, pretty good.
Oh.
But I still think that we probably have the best hunting if we get a little rain tonight and tomorrow.
It's late, though, because I know that this year, with the cold weather, we're about a week behind where we normally are.
I think it was last year my daughter sent me a picture of a mushroom on March 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it was probably April.
That's real early. March 25th.
That was the earliest we'd ever found one. But
you know what I do? Because my daughter likes to go out and pick them with me. So we pick them, and then I take a picture of her holding them, and then I keep it on my phone, and it stays on my phone, so then I can go back and look, and I can see the exact date from the previous year on the picture, because the phone puts the date on the picture, and I can see exactly when it was.
You know, I used to have I get my kids, I call it a mushroom stick, and they would wave the weeds and the grass out of the way, but it kept them interested in doing something as we were hunting. But I believe...
Are we done here?
I think maybe we...
Our work is done?
I think maybe we're done.
Looks like it. I see the senator from Phelps standing up, so thank you, Senator.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Have a good conversation and some good mushrooms.
Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I withdraw that privilege motion at this time?
Yes, that privilege motion has been withdrawn. Senator from Newton.
You recognize the senator from Polk for a privilege motion.
Senator from Polk, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
I move that Senate Bill number 796 with House Amendment 1 be taken up for third reading and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Amendment 1 be adopted. Mr. President, House Amendment number 1 is one, it adds an emergency clause to this bill, and it also removes the requirements. This was the bill for the recorders where they were going into the prisons or the jails to do marriage license. There was an ACLU lawsuit on this. We have worked with all parties to get that resolved. The one thing that has been removed from the original bill and the amendment is the requirement for proof of Social Security number. This is consistent with some of the other practices of other state agencies. It also removes the requirement of a photo ID if the inmate doesn't possess one. Well, frankly, in most jails and most criminal institutions, they're going to be pretty well know who they are, who's requiring for the application of the marriage application. This bill, as amended, passed the House 144-3, and it the emergency clause of 119-36. And with that, Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 796, as amended, be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator, the actual motion is we're going to adopt House Amendment number 1. So that's what the motion is. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Franklin.
To inquire the senator from Polk.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, is this something that it will be good for the recorders of deeds in Missouri?
You know what? I hadn't even thought of that. I had not even thought that I could possibly be carrying water for you.
Are you telling me
that there's a bill that affects recorders of deeds in the state of Missouri, and you didn't think of me?
Well, you're really not elected yet.
No, I'm not sure. I think you know that I'm very passionate about issues that are important to recorders of deeds.
Yes,
have been for 12 years in this building. I've always looked out for the recorders of deeds.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have a reputation in this building as being a man who stands with the recorders of deeds. And now you have a piece of legislation that affects the recorders of deeds, and I never even crossed your mind. How many years have we worked together?
We've
been together about 8 years, haven't we?
Too many, but around 10.
And for about 8 years, you've watched with your very own eyes. You've seen me diligently work on behalf of the recorders of deeds in the state of Missouri.
Have not.
And then you have a bill that affects the recorders of deeds, and you don't come and talk to me about it.
I did not, Senator. I don't know what to tell you. I just humbled myself.
So have you done anything with the amendment? Have you done anything that I'm not aware of that might negatively affect our recorders of deeds?
I wouldn't assume that in this body. You wouldn't be aware of everything that goes on in here. A man of your
I'm just talking about this bill in particular because this bill is particularly important.
It also helps the military, too, I think.
Military?
No. Just kidding.
Are you implying that people in the military sometimes go to jail?
Most certainly I do. Matter of fact, I used to be on prisoner escort when I was stationed in Hawaii.
Really?
I used to fly back home.
I was stationed in Hawaii as well. Did you know that so, Senator, you have noticed, I trust, that over the 8 years that we've been together, that things affecting the Recorders of Deeds office have always been of paramount importance.
You know, I don't remember whether I still have those notes. I think I do.
You've always known.
About written notes?
You've known me to be a pit bull in regard to things that are important to me, right?
Yes, I have. I've seen you in action before, when you're very passionate about the issue, and I would assume recorders of deeds would be a very passionate issue.
Indeed.
Serving as elected official on a county level, I know how much political clout the recorder of deeds has.
Indeed.
It's a person that people go to. You're not aware of it because you haven't been elected yet, but you will probably be the number one guy that most citizens go to for your advice. Just so you're aware of that, as recorder of the deeds.
I didn't understand it was such a weighty responsibility.
I would suggest you get extra seats in there. Lawn chairs, things like that. I don't know what Franklin County is.
In the waiting area?
Right, yeah.
Well,
I would.
Did you know that the recorder of deeds is the public instrument through which we secure our private property rights? Did you know that, Senator?
Was somewhat aware of that.
So you knew that the recorder of deeds is on the front line of
property
freedom.
Rights. That's where I think your calling would be, I would assume.
Well,
it's kind of like
listen,
infantry.
This inquiry
would it be like
is
the
not,
infantry, or would it be like the...
This inquiry is not about me, Senator. This inquiry is about the importance of the Office of Recorder of Deeds. And so I'm just asking you, did you know that the Recorder of Deeds is the public instrument by which we secure our private property rights?
Somewhat.
And did you know that the Recorder of Deeds office is where people go to do happy things, like get a marriage license?
That's correct. That's what I'm trying to do.
And so...
people happier.
And so you feel confident... You feel confident that this piece of legislation is something that the good recorders of deeds throughout this state would find as a favorable piece of legislation?
I do not think there's any question.
Something that will be helpful to the people I hope to call my colleagues in the not-too-distant future.
I hope they're ready for you.
Because you know I'm watching you very closely on this piece of legislation. I'm watching your every move.
I noticed you was prepared for it.
I was. I've just been waiting like a pit bull waiting for a cat. I've
to
been waiting for you to bring this up because I wanted to make sure that you were not going to do anything that was going to be damaging to the recorders of deeds.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help the recorders of the deeds. The recorder of deeds for the state of Missouri. That's who
not,
I'm trying
it's
to.
It's not recorders of the deeds.
Okay,
it's
who
that,
is?
That's not what it's called. It's
recorder
not recorders of the deeds.
Recorder.
Well, if you were using the plural, if you were referring to the many recorders, you would say recorders of deeds.
Uh huh.
Or if you were just referring to one particular recorder, you would say recorder of deeds.
Is this headed somewhere, Senator? I mean,
I just want to make
sure. Most of them got the talking points early. I think they've got it down there. I see the protector of the what was it?
See, I don't have to have talking points on an issue that is so central to me.
Okay, I'm with you, Senator.
So we're good on this. The recorders are all in favor of this bill.
If there's anything in here, matter of fact, this would bring great honor to your office.
Well, thank you, Senator. Thank you for handling this. If there's anything that I can do as you continue to shepherd this through the process, I want you to think of me as a ready resource for you, and anything I can do to help in your effort to help the recorders of deeds.
You know, actually, I'm thinking of that now. I'm thinking someday you might come back here needing something for the recorder of deeds. And I'm looking forward to that day to be.
Oh, I bet you are. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Polk moves the adoption of the House Amendment Number 1. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the Ninth. Senator from Green. By your vote of 30 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted House Amendment Number 1. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill Number 796, as amended, be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, that also has emergency clause, and I close.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill Number 796, an act relating to marriage licenses with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the Ninth. Senator from Green, repeat, please. By your vote of 32 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
The Senator has moved the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will go to business for House bills on second reading.
Seeing no objections, House bills on second reading. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2077.
House Bill 2077, an act relating to the Surplus Revenue Fund.
Appropriations. House Bill 2063.
House Bill 2063, an act relating to port authorities.
Jobs.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to our business report sustaining committees.
Reports of standing committees. Seeing no objection, reports of standing committees.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Appropriations Committee has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 2021, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schaefer, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no objection. The Senate will go to business announcements.
Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
President, no further business come to the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. As many are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.